Tom Ford and I arrived in 02.
Yeah.
And then officially took our titles when we brought in the $21 million private equity recapitalization in December of 02. And then post our arrival, we launched the DC power technology.
Yeah.
So that was kind of the next differentiator. And then, you know, the next after that was really tuning the whole business model around high degree of configurability and giving customers the ability to come up with much more choice around the specific components that are in the box. Our competition really approaches x86 servers as a standard product, and you would go buy, you know, a particular model number, and you wouldn't necessarily know what motherboard is inside it or what the specific feature set is for that motherboard. We kind of turn that on its head and go to the customer and say, what specifically are you trying to accomplish with your application? What are the limitations of your infrastructure? You know, here's what's going on in the Intel ecosystem. Here's what's going on in the AMD
right.
ecosystem. Let us craft a, you know, particular recipe that is optimal for you, you know, out of commodity components.
So you just, I mean, you're saying you offer more flexibility and choice of components. I mean, because there's only so far you can stretch some of that stuff, right?
You can go pretty far.
Yeah.
You can go pretty far. I mean, several random examples. Let's say you know that your server farm is going to be interconnected to serial ETA drives or storage subsystems.
Yeah.
Then don't pick a motherboard that has a SCSI chipset because it's $50 more expensive and draws 9 more watts of power.
Right.
That's one example. Another example in a high-performance computing environment could be, you know, let's find a motherboard that actually has InfiniBand down on the motherboard so you don't have to incur the extra cost of a PCI Express-based InfiniBand, you know, adapter.
Right.
So for large-scale deployments, these guys are buying, you know, 1,000 or 10,000 systems a year. They know exactly what they want, and there actually is a tremendously robust, you know, infrastructure of particular components out there.